Welcome to Othello After Dark. Today I'm joined by no other than the Rodrigo and the completely oblivious Amelia.
I'm glad to be back. Literally.
I'm not oblivious.
Anyways, today I'm here to get the full rundown of what really happened that night in Cyprus.
What really happened was, Iago betrayed his wife he loved very much and made me look like a fool. Iago was no fool. He's the most intelligent man, and I got the pleasure to be his right-hand man.
Why did you, Rodrigo, always follow what Iago told you to do?
Well, I was in love with Desdemona, and I wanted her for myself. As I have once stated before, thus do I ever make my fool my purse, for mine own gain knowledge should profane, if I would time expend with such a snipe, but for sport and profit. I state here that I would not have spent time with such a foolish person if it were not for my own sport and profit.
What about you, Amelia?
Well, Rodrigo's opinions of my husband Iago clearly contradict mine. He constantly mocks me and brings lies upon our relationship. I feel betrayed by my own husband. I noticed Iago's longing for Othello's authority, so I decided to take Desdemona's handkerchief in order to please him, because of the fact that my husband has always seemed rather unsettled. I have always been desperate of my husband's well-being because of his constant disturbed manner, but staying in that toxic lifestyle led me to believe how happy I could have been without Iago in my presence.
Do you think that you deserve to die?
In the end, no. I believe I, Rodrigo, did not deserve to die. Not only did I lose my wealth and my chance at love, but I lost my life to the hands of the one I trusted most. Although I feel like my death was rather harsh, he told me things before my death. He called me a foolish wife, a good wench, a fool, and a villainous whore. And all of these intensified before my murder. When I told him the truth about the handkerchief, he really got upset, and that's when I was murdered. But if my death were non-existent, then nobody would know about how my death brought the villainous husband's downfall.
Is there anything you could have done to change these actions?
Being in the relationship with Iago was toxic, but leaving it would only bring a threat to my life as well. But the fact of the matter is that my life was taken anyways by the person I loved most.
If I wasn't so attached to my love of Desdemona, my life could have been spared long enough to where I could have at least died a hero with the love of my life.
Well, I think that's all we have for today on Othello After Dark. Check in next week when we have two new characters come in and discuss what really happened that night in Cyprus.